NPR's business news begins with cars going public. The automaker, Chrysler, filed for an initial public offering late yesterday. After 41 consecutive months of auto sales growth, now might seem like the perfect time for the Detroit carmaker to sell shares to the public. But as NPR's Sonari Glinton reports, this sale might be as much about brinksmanship as an IPO.
Chrysler is owned by two groups. The Italian carmaker Fiat owns about 60%, and the VIBA Trust, which controls the United Auto Workers retirees' healthcare benefits, owns the rest. Fiat and its CEO, Sergio Marchionne, want to buy the whole company, and the VIBA Trust wants to sell, but at a price.
It's like a friend who wants to buy your car off you versus trying to put it on eBay.
Carl Brower is with Kelley Blue Book.
So you can save yourself all the trouble of the eBay dealings and all the trouble of trying to find a buyer, but you could also be totally undervaluing your car and getting screwed in the deal.
With rising healthcare costs, the VIBA Trust needs as much money as it can get, whether it's from the market or Fiat and Marchionne.
Like any buyer, he wants to buy as little for as little as possible. The sellers, the VIBA wants to sell. Like any seller, they want as much as possible. And they're trying to figure out who's their best customer. Is it Marchionne and call it a day without dealing with all the, you know, rigor of an IPO? Or is it an IPO?
Chrysler stock is set to go on sale to the public in mid-November. That is, unless Fiat comes up with a better deal. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.